Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Inflation. Barron's reporting. It was August 1942. Battles raged across Europe while U.S. troops had just landed on Guadalcanal. But folks back home had more than that on their minds. Everybody is worrying about inflation, Barron's reported. 1942. Here we are in 2022. The coronavirus pandemic rages, reports Barron's, and everybody is worrying about inflation. I welcome Véronique de Rougy, my inflation guru these last months, because everyone is finally worrying about inflation. And as I recall how the formula works, when they finally admit there's inflation, it's too late to stop it. Véronique, are you at this point measuring that it is too late, or is there something to be done about the inflation that takes a liter of milk in Edinburgh, Scotland, in December for £1, and in January of 2022, it's £1.20. Can we stop that? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Yeah, they can stop it, absolutely. But I mean, even like rampant inflation at the end of the 1970s was stopped, right? At some point by when Chairman Bulker took really, really strong measures, raised interest rates high, and also the under the Reagan administration, there was a fiscal consolidation that took place. So it can always be stopped. The question is, at what price and at what cost to us? And so the sooner the better. We're not in the situation we were back then. You would need a smaller increase in interest rates than back then, but you will also need fiscal consolidation, which is something that we've totally forgotten is an important part of addressing inflation and making sure it doesn't become persistent and then you don't have to go to extremes.
Again, Barron's with a photograph from New York City, April of 1973, Richard Nixon in the White House, the Democrats in control of both houses of Congress. There is a march against inflation, and one young person is holding a sign, milk up, bread up, meat up, we're fed up. That describes what we're hearing now across the nation. We've been watching that for some time. The Federal Reserve now acknowledges, but is the road forward that the inflation will continue to rise in such and such a date? Can we look out and see when it's going to end, or is this a guessing game now?
And I think it's a guessing game, and the guessing comes from two things, right? First, if the Fed did nothing, I don't know where really inflation would end, and it all going to depend first on like whether the causes of inflation, which is a lot of money printing, a lot of fiscal stimulus, of course, some supply constraints because of the pandemic, whether these things go away, but it's also what the Fed does. And so we don't, there's just a lot of uncertainty. The Fed certainly seems to be signaling that it is going to be serious about taking care of inflation, but there's still a lot of people who are saying, well, actually not really. They're talking about rate increases, three of them this year, but you know, it's unlikely to happen. I would say that even if it happens, real interest rates, those rates increase are so small that real interest rates will still be negative. There are other people who are saying, wait a minute, like the Fed messaging seems to be saying that actually they're going to be tightening the quantitative easing rather than raising rates, and hence the Fed is still dovish. Does it mean that people are going to start to believe that the Fed isn't serious and hence expectations are going to get on Anchored. It's all, you know, your guess is as good as mine.
I go to the notes from the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meeting in December that is said to be the driver for the Wall Street excitement these last days. The Fed notes read this way: it may become warranted to increase the federal funds rate sooner or at a faster pace than participants had earlier anticipated. Some participants also noted that it could be appropriate to begin to reduce the size of the Federal Reserve's balance sheet relatively soon after beginning to raise the federal funds rate. Some participants judged that a less accommodative future stance of policy would likely be warranted and that the committee should convey a strong, and then it goes on. Now, does that sound certainty to you? Does that indicate where they know where they're going, or they want us to know?
No, I don't know. I think there's just, I mean, this is exactly what I was saying. It's like, I think different people rightfully are reading different things in those notes, in those minutes, because it is not, it doesn't seem that there is a firm consensus about what to do. And what is going to emerge? The solution is going to emerge, the one that's going to win the day. It's unclear to me at this point that what it is. And this is why I understand, like, when you read different people's take of those minutes, and I mean, it's radically different. Some are saying, oh, finally, the Fed is becoming more hawkish. Others are saying, well, actually, no, if you read very closely, it's still very dovish. Who knows?
Is it significant that the United Kingdom has inflation that is making everybody unhappy, that Germany has admitted its highest inflation, and I don't know, they have some brackets here, that inflation is everywhere, so therefore we can't avoid it, and therefore we ride it out? Does that matter?
Well, I mean, it matters, I think, because of the status of the U.S. and because all our economies are interconnected. But and it actually matters, like, let's say if the Europeans are adopting, I don't know, something, a behavior that's much more hawkish.
Well, they're not. We know this. Lagarde said
it. Well, it depends. I mean, Lagarde, the European Union, but I think the UK is going to adopt a much more firm stand on this. When I say European, I mean in a like really broader sense. I think kind of it's going to be interesting to see the impact and the interconnectivity between all of these, areas, zone. But ultimately, not every country is facing with the same type of inflation. For instance, the Nordic countries, they are not facing the kind of inflation that we're facing, which tells me, by the way, that a lot of it has to do with the size of our stimulus. It's not just that we printed money and that the Federal Reserve and that the Treasury borrowed a lot of money. It's that actually that we send it and that we spent it in the way we spent it at the scale at which we did, which in every country has done COVID relief, but I think very few of them have done it to the scale that the U.S. has done.
And at this point, it's early in the year, I understand that, but the intention of the administration is to deal with this inflation story, to challenge this inflation story. So far, they're faulting people for price gouging. Does that answer? We just have 30 seconds. Price gouging.
No, that answers nothing. This is just total, it's bad economics. They're talking price, you know, they're going after the meat industry for price gouging. They're going after different industry and trying to threaten to use antitrust to address it. This is just bad economics. And I actually recommend that people look at the work of what Larry Summers has been saying, you know, not a raging free market person and dismissing this type of approach to dealing with inflation.
Veronique Durigier of the Mercatus Center. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Rebate in form of Visa gift card equal to 100% off the second eligible item purchased before or after applicable discounts, if any. See details. Offer ends 7/9.